If you go to Disney World, for instance, down there in the Haunted Mansion, you see the hologram, right? Oh, you know how to make a hologram. Well, our scientists have learned how to make people. They call them synthetics.
What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. Alright, y'all. Now, I figured, why not? Let's go ahead with another video on the cloning topic. All y'all say y'all love the series. Don't stop making the videos. So, hey, a lot of people were asking me about Eminem, so I figured we'd talk a little bit about him in this video as well. But I do have a clip that I found from Elon Musk talking about human cloning. And he was on the Full Send podcast. This was about 2 years ago, right? Thought it was pretty interesting. So I definitely got to let y'all hear that clip. Then I have another clip. It's a little bit shorter, but goes into more detail on how they actually make clones. You will be quite surprised to hear Elon Musk speak of it so confidently. You know, just flats out admits that it's possible. We're talking about the richest man in the world, probably with the most access to anything there is out here, especially technology and science, considering, you know, who he is to begin with, right? One thing about the last video we did, just got to say, loved all the comments. Everybody had, you know, their different thoughts, different opinions, but we all seem to agree that something is just not right as far as the whole thing with the orphan trains, the Cabbage Patch babies, so many different theories. And a lot of y'all picked me on to other channels like Mind Unveiled, a couple of other guys, I can't really remember their channels. I think one of them was Understanding Conspiracy, and there was one more guy. And these channels are really good channels, loads of information, and a lot of them talked about the Cabbage Patch babies. They talked about Satan's little season, the thousand year reign, talked about the Tartarians, a lot of stuff that basically all connects to the orphan trains, the 1800s, you know, possible cloning, Cabbage Patch Kids, the asylums, structures that were built all over the country that basically we cannot build to this day. And there were a lot of different theories, especially the one about the thousand-year reign basically already being done, and that the Cabbage Patch Kids were the result of the parents who couldn't shut up, in a sense. The parents who wouldn't get down with the program. So they sent them to insane asylums in order to shut them up. Because if you think about it, in that time period, everybody was mental. They made it seem like damn near everyone who didn't go with the narrative or what they were told, they were insane. And they put them in these asylums. Some of these asylums were as big as cities, damn near. Now, overall, I thought all of these different theories were very interesting, especially the one about us possibly living in Satan's little season, which takes place after Jesus's millennial reign, the thousand-year reign, where he basically sits and rules on earth for 1,000 years. There are a good bit of people out there who believe that it's already happened. Well, more than a good bit of people. And a lot of these structures, you know, the Tartarian civilization, these asylums, things that are unexplainable, is, you know, sort of the proof that backs the theory. Now, obviously, this is a open discussion kind of topic. It's a theory, you know. Nobody actually knows. but it's very interesting and it resonates. It's not something that I would completely dismiss because I don't know. You know, I don't have all the answers to it. And even some of the people who I've watched, you know, they'll tell you this is a theory. You know, it's a working theory. You know, like a lot of stuff is in this reality we live in until we actually know the truth. But it's definitely worth entertaining and, you know, not getting your panties in a bunch like a lot of people do about this topic, because all we're doing is trying to find the truth. But nevertheless, it is very interesting, especially how it relates to the whole cloning thing, the Cabbage Patch Kids, the orphan trains, and those orphans maybe being the product of parents who were silenced. Very interesting theory. And the thing that I could say about us possibly living in Satan's little season, as far as when he is free to roam and deceive the nations, is if we're not being deceived, if the time we're living in right now is, you know, not full of deception and whatever Satan's deceit means, then man, I don't know what we are living in. Like, if this is not his season to just deceive and cause all kind of destruction and madness, Gog and Magog war and all that good stuff, if this is not that time, then man, I feel ultra bad for when that time actually comes. Because if we're not living in a season where he's just causing destruction, then whew, maybe we're getting a break, because man, it's bad right now. And I think it's only going to get worse. So that part of the theory kind of wins me over a little bit, because I don't know what else to say. If we're not being, you know, deceived by Satan and whatever that deceit means, whatever that deceit carries, then man, I would not want to live in what will possibly be that season. I just wanted to respond to a bunch of y'all comments and let y'all know I did check out those pages. Those theories are very interesting. This whole topic is, you know, really dope to talk about. With that being said, y'all, we'll go ahead and kind of continue where we were going with this video. Remember, I wanted to play y'all this clip from Elon Musk talking about human cloning amongst other things. Very, very interesting clip. So we'll go ahead and jump into that, y'all. That being said, check this out.
All people are stuck in their ways and they don't change their mind. They just die.
Some people are just ready to die.
Yeah. When, yeah. I mean, good.
Yeah.
Lived enough life. Ready. I think you sort of, you're ready to die.
Would Neuralink be able to save people's memories? Like, so could you technically download memories and put it in another person?
Yeah. Sufficiently advanced Neuralink would be able to save state. Now you wouldn't be exactly the same person, but you're also not exactly the same person when you wake up every morning. You're a little different from when you went to sleep. So a sufficiently advanced Neuralink would enable you to record and
technically be like a clone in a different body, so to say.
Yeah, sufficiently advanced Neuralink, you could save game, basically.
You think they've
saved game.
You think they've cloned humans?
I don't know. I'm not aware of any cloning of humans that has actually taken place. But if you say, is it possible to clone humans?
Yeah, it's very possible,
of,
right?
Of course.
Because they've admitted to cloning sheep, right?
Well, you can get your dog cloned right now.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, literally, it's a dog cloning service.
Where do you do that?
So there's got to be clones on
there's
the
There's even advertising for it. Like, if you search clone my
you
dog.
You can clone your dog?
That's like...
And your cat.
That's kind of weird. Common.
I don't know if that's like...
It's not even rare.
That's common to clone your dog?
Shervin has a clone dog, doesn't he?
What? Shervin does?
I don't want to quote it, but... We'll
you got like have 10 clones, and they'd be like your dog times 10.
Shervin has like the most like dope...
That'd be pretty weird.
Whatever they're called.
I don't know if I like that.
Not pit bulls, but...
Staffordshire.
I think they're cloned.
Anyway, you can literally not only are they cloned, they're the top three links are going to be advertising for cloning your dog or cat.
That means there's a clone on the planet.
Well, how much does that cost to clone a dog?
Maybe,
you know,
maybe not in the US.
Is it expensive? No. It's got to be expensive,
like,
right?
I think it's like $50,000.
$50,000 to clone a dog. That's not even that crazy.
Oh,
man,
I'm doing that.
People can afford that.
Craig?
There's people out there that can
you
afford
do that.
That
to Craig? Yeah, I'm gonna get second Craig.
$50,000.
Like three Craigs.
Yeah. Yeah. Renee, what do you think? Oh, shit.
And they'll just run around.
I mean, as long as you don't have to train them, it might be better.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're already trained to go outside, then shit, clone might be the option.
Well, you can literally, I think there's a dog cloning service here in Austin.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. What is going on?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And I think it's just, if you can clone a dog, you can clone a human.
Yeah.
Same level of difficulty.
Wow, that's scary, cloning a human.
Oh, I mean, shit. Someone's tested it somewhere. I'd bet my whole bank account on it.
I feel like there's a lot of things that just happened.
Clone that's... Bradley Martin?
I mean, yeah, is this really you or what?
Feels like me. But one of the things I was thinking about for like Neuralink, that's kind of a real mind trip is, like, let's say Neuralink enables a full sort of recording of memories and all of your feelings and everything.
Feelings,
that's
too?
The biggest thing everything. Right there.
You're like everything.
Does the
but aren't feelings like chemical? But yeah, I guess it's your brain remitting it, right?
Like, here's the crazy thing: everything you've ever felt, all your it's all electrical signals,
right?
Whoa!
It's all coming in. It's all neurons firing. So
holy,
that's
shit.
Insane. So the clones will have feelings, and
you could record everything.
Oh my God, that's scary. That's when the AIs take over, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying
insane.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You could actually even recreate like a video game that's like the most real video game where every sense that you feel is you're in the game.
Like, so what does that
like
mean?
This could be a Neuralink video game.
But so does that mean if you die in the video game, you die in real life type thing?
Not necessarily.
But does your mind convince you of that?
Well,
you could do anything. You can make the brain believe anything.
What is death? Death is the loss of information.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you, let's say like if you got disintegrated, but then got reintegrated immediately, with no pain or anything, did you die? Well, not really, because you're still continuing. So, like, or in a video game, you do die. You die a lot in the video games, but then you're. Come back to a saved game state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so you say, like, what is death? What does death actually mean? It's the loss of the information associated with that individual. And if you no longer have loss of information associated with that individual, death has no meaning. I mean, it could hurt, I suppose.
All I got to say is, wow, what you just heard, it's not that hard to understand. I think he put it quite simple for even the people who were interviewing him. Now, I kind of hate those kind of podcasts because they didn't really let him talk, kept kind of cutting them off as if they had the answers. It's like, all right, chill. We're trying to extract information out of this guy. Be quiet. But anyways, neither here nor there. So the big topic was your mind being at a save game state. All right. Now, the reason I wanted to show y'all this clip is because of this and this and back to this and this. We're talking about clones. Why we got Eminem, so I picked Gucci up on the screen for people who still don't quite see it. A lot of people still are not really convinced. So, he talked about, he said he hasn't really seen a human clone, which I doubt it. He probably just can't tell you that completely, but he can tell you, yeah, it's very possible to clone a human. He said, if you can clone a dog and a cat, you can clone a human. It's the same level of difficulty, but I just think they can't fully expose cloning humans yet. They're not going to point them out to you in government, politics, so on and so on. But Elon just told you what it is. You can clone humans. You can clone your dog multiple times for $50,000. You can clone your cat. He said it's not even rare no more. This is widely known. Ads are going to pop up at the top of Google if you want to contact these people to clone your animals. This is nothing. Way past the point of can. It's when you want to pull up and wire that money. The big thing to talk about was when he was speaking on them being able to, and by them, I mean Neuralink, his company, so on and so on, being able to record everything from your brain. All electrical pulses, neurons firing off, creating memory, creating experience, creating feelings. He said everything can be recorded. So if it can be recorded, it could be reintegrated, which was a term he used. it can be re-uploaded. Remember when we always talk about that movie Black Box? She saved her son's consciousness, all of his feelings and everything, on a drive, and she uploaded it into a new person. That was in a movie. He is telling you that can be done in real life. And he said, you know, what is death really? He said, it's a loss of information. And that if you die and you come right back, because we basically saved your game, like a actual video game, but in your mind, your memories, your feelings, all that good stuff, we saved that. We got that on a drive for you. So if you die and you come right back and we plug all those feelings, we plug all those memories back into you, what basically made you who you are, did you really die? He was like, I guess it could have been painful. You know, you may have died, but you're right back in another body. You're right back in a cloned body. And the guys that were interviewing him, you could tell they were like really curious. They was like, oh, so it is a clone walking around. There has to be clones walking around. And I heard Elon kind of slip up and agree. He said, yeah. And then he went on talking about what he was talking about. So it's not like a fully disclosed thing right now, but I think eventually we will get to that point. But it's amazing to see him actually admit the things that we've seen on these movies like Get Out. You know, I always bring up Black Box. There's a lot of other examples that we get out of Hollywood. And now we can fully confirm that the things that they do in movies are, you know, exactly what's going on in real life. And they're just telling us through art, through, you know, acting. Basically following the code so they have permission. They don't have to directly tell you. As long as they show you that they're doing it, then that's what it is. And that blew my mind, because it's not new information, but to hear Elon admit it and, you know, telling you that they can make you, telling you that they can put you at a saved game state, where they just saved every feeling, you know, all the things you're feeling, all of your memories, y'all, they can save it. I don't know what else to say to like stress that. That's amazing. And make a clone and bring you back, basically. I thought that was crazy to hear. So I wanted to show that, because people who asked me about, you know, doing a video on Eminem and, you know, or, you know, bringing up Gucci and stuff like that. I didn't want to just do a video comparing, like showing this picture right here and be like, oh yeah, look at the cheekbone and look at the nose. Look, forehead is wider. His eyes are dark, soulless. Of course, all of that is true. We know that's not Eminem. We know that's a clone of Eminem. I even remember that article that they all say is fake now in 2006 that he died in a car accident. We know this ain't Gucci. Look at his head. Gucci had an egg shape. What is this? This guy's head is long from the chin to the top of his forehead. And he got good hair now. Gucci ain't never had no good hair. Gucci, man, come on. Get out of here. Who is this imposter? We know this is a clone. And it matches to when Gucci first came out. Because remember, it was like he ain't know how to do nothing. It's like they had just uploaded all them memories and, you know, all them feelings. He had to get used to it. The new body, the new clone, didn't even know what was going on. He had to get used to what he had, all this new, you know, energy and feelings that been put into this body. He needed a little help from his handler wife. These aren't the original people. Cat Williams said it too. Said they do something, blah, blah, blah. And on the other side, they end up not being who they were. That's all the information we needed to hear. Especially with Elon Musk just telling you flat out, we saved Gucci when we cloned Gucci, we saved all that from the original copy and we loaded it into whoever this imposter is. Mind blowing. So with that, I want to show y'all this other clip. It's kind of a shorter clip, but this guy just kind of goes in on how they actually clone the human body and what you actually need. So I thought it was pretty interesting to add to the video. Then we'll come back and we'll wrap everything up. All right. check this out.
All I need to do is take two cells off of your body, yours.
Uh-huh.
We give them a small electrical charge. I'm just now I'll act like a fertilized egg. If I got a fertilized egg, all I need is a receiver in order to make it. So they were hypnotizing women, you know, said they were being invaded by aliens. And the fetus starts growing, right? Needs food. Well, they can use cows and sheep, too. It's, again, a food source. That's all we need. After about 14 weeks, all of a sudden, that fetus is gone. Because they've learned to take, that's when the fetus starts developing its own blood supply. Then they've used a pituitary hormone extract that they have, which accelerates the being that grows. And the original technology was given to our government by the Greys. Now, the reason was that our scientists were all excited because we could have spare parts. If you need a heart or a liver or anything, you won't have any rejection. It's your own DNA.
They look old, but they basically, I'll
give you something to ponder. Get some old videos of George Bush, when he first came into office. Look at the person and listen to him speak. Look at his actions and listen to his everything that they're. Now, it's a lot easier to put somebody out in front to act as a, you know, even Bush did. He had somebody else that was up there acting like he is and looked like it. Even Hitler had he had his stand-in. In fact, his stand-in was the one that they found in the ground over in Germany. I mean, Hitler and Eva and the dog and 14 other people got aboard a plane and flew down to Barcelona, Spain. You were aware of that. And then ended up in Antarctica or in Swabenland and then died a few years ago in Brazil.